it's been 3 weeks since varsity started, and we learned that there's still students who are still stranded at the University of the Western Cape, and they do not know when they will be placed in residence. The university hoped that all residence placements would actually be completed by the end of last week. However, that is not the case. So a second year student has explained, has really explained to us that, you know, how it's like sleeping in the SRC office since the start of the month, because the whole accommodation issue is not sorted out. I mean, even the whole process whereby there's communication with the university, but it's just not working out. So when it comes to accommodation, I really want to understand how it works exactly, because, I mean, you stayed in res. How is it that we find students being stranded? Because I'm thinking, if, say, for instance, at the University of Johannesburg, there's like 10,000 rooms, right? There's rooms that can accommodate 10,000 students.
Yeah.
Then I understand then students, like 10,000 students should then be contacted and told that, okay, this is the accommodation that we have. How is it that some students find themselves having to use alternatives and sleep at reception areas or in other rooms because there's no accommodation, there is no accommodation in res?
Okay, so then I'll answer it in terms of, like, when I was still in house committee and the you know, the conditions at the time. And so then, for instance, the university would have maybe a number of so many beds for students, right? And then people would apply for residence, and some students maybe would be returning students. So then they would indicate to the university if they want to return to the residence the following year. And then what happens then is that they would start placing students within the different residences. But now, generally what would happen is, so the Department of Higher Education started to prioritize having beds in university residences for first-year students. You know, and it kind of makes sense. And you think that as a second or third year, it's easier for you to look for a new place off campus or another residence, because by then you know the place a bit and you're a returning student, which is why, for instance, the student you mentioned is being affected is a second year student.
Yeah, she's a second year student.
You know, so then now what would happen is then the residency would say, okay, we're going to have maybe so many percentages of the beds in the residences for first year students. And when I was in house committee, that number increased. And so then you saw many returning students not getting a place within the residence. You see, so then now the universities are trying their best to try and actually get new residences built, or even getting like outside residences accrediting them so that students can actually have a place to stay. But then I think as well, what we would need is more creativity and innovation in the space. I mean, when you look at, maybe, for instance, isn't it possible for us to maybe convert some structures into residences, or at least
within the university?
Even if it's outside the university. Like, you know, for instance, containers have been used and they've been actually converted into residences. They did a very innovative and creative project using shipping containers as, for instance, you know, places for people to live.
But how